Australia's Home Affairs Minister Bob Debers has continued to stress that this situation should not be politicised.
I am not going to allow this particular incident to be politicised, as some incidents have been politicised in the past, often to our national shame.
Australia's Home Affairs Minister Bob Debers there. And the Australian government has every reason to be afraid of the political repercussions of this latest people trafficking incident. A major tragedy of Australia's north coast in 2001, when the last large arrival of boat people occurred, swung entire elections, as Adam Connors reports.
It was the last months of the 2001 Australian federal election. An election fought in a tough new post-September 11 atmosphere of national security and immigration. During the month of August and leading up to the November election, asylum seekers arriving by boat on islands off the Australian mainland rose suddenly, making the issue a hot election topic.
We have a proud record of welcoming people from 140 different nations. But we will decide who comes to this country and the circumstances in which they come.
By June 2001, the government and its Navy and Protectorate services were intercepting barely seaworthy Indonesian fishing boats carrying between 200 and 400 asylum seekers each off Christmas and Ashmore Islands, many from war-torn Afghanistan and the Middle East. It was one of these vessels, a 20-metre wooden fishing boat carrying 438 mainly Afghan refugees, that the Norwegian cargo ship, the MV Tampa, rescued on August 26, 2001, and was subsequently stormed by Australian troops. The captain had refused Australia's order to redirect the ship with the sick refugees back to international waters. Australia threatened him with people smuggling charges for his humanitarian gesture. By September, there were so many boats that they were coined with an acronym by the Australian Defence Force, SIEV, Suspected Illegal Entry Vessel, or SIEV, and usually given a number starting from one. On October 7, the then Immigration Minister Peter Reith announced that another boatload of 223 people, SIV 4, was intercepted, and they had proof that children had been thrown overboard. Nearly 1 month out of the election, the Prime Minister responded.
They're not coming to the Australian mainland. That's one choice that is not available. And the behaviour of a number of these people, particularly those involving throwing their children overboard, I mean, I can't imagine how a genuine refugee would ever do that. And anybody who would endanger the lives of their children in that kind of way, I find it hard to accept. I certainly don't want people of that type in Australia. I really don't.
It was under this atmosphere that the SIV X sailed. X because the 19.5-metre boat had no name, from Indonesia, and with approximately 421 people on board on October 18, 2001. Amal Basri was one of them, and she told SBS Radio in 2006 of the images that still haunt her.
I'm from Iraq, and I live in Melbourne now with my son and my husband. I have been with this boat, Civix, with my group, around 420, maybe more people. And our boat sank in the way to Christmas Island. And I know almost the people, women, the children, especially the children. I have nice relationship with them. I talk with them very nice about Australia. All these children, they die in the ocean. I feel so sorry for them dreams. When I saw them dreams in the ocean, I say, oh my God, them dreams also die.
Of the more than 400 that began the journey, 353 died. Approximately 146 children, 142 women, and 65 men. The worst maritime disaster in Australian waters since World War II.